Port Moody residents will be able to share their thoughts and ideas about expanding parkland in the city's Moody Center neighborhood at a special town hall early next year. A date has yet to be determined. Mayor Megan Lotte said Port Moody's downtown area presents several unique challenges as it densifies and more people live there in the coming years. Moody Center is an area where we need to be making strategic decisions, she said. What we can do there, and what we cannot do, those are questions for the entire community. Lotte said the information and ideas gathered from the town hall will help inform the city's parkland acquisition strategy, which is still in its formative stages. The meeting will also provide an opportunity for the city to educate residents about some of the financial and legal challenges it must overcome when acquiring land to create parks, added Callan Morrison. As much as hearing how different ideas can happen is a good idea, being able to execute them legally and financially is another consideration. Last Tuesday, November 12, a group of more than 35 people calling themselves Expand Rocky Point Park rallied at City Hall prior to Council's endorsement of a $43 million plan charting the future of the 3.85 hectare, 9.5 acres, waterfront green space. Lotte said while enlarging the park is a priority, acceding to the group's notion the city could do so easily by acquiring the old Flavelle sawmill site just to the west would be prohibitively expensive and fraught with legal and environmental complications. We all want to expand that park and use as many opportunities as we can to do so, Lotte said. At a meeting of Council's Strategic Priorities Committee on November 19, Ding Yu, Port Moody's project manager for parks planning, told councilors the city is actually in pretty good shape when it comes to parkland. She said the city's 40 parks comprise 380 hectares, 939 acres, not including Tiemt Mixton, Belcarra Regional Park and 10 school properties. That represents 13% of Port Moody's land base, of which 22% is for active use and the rest is natural area. In fact, you said, the amount of parkland in Port Moody per 1,000 residents is well above average, compared to other communities in the Lower Mainland. But, she added, that will change as Port Moody's population grows, especially in neighborhoods like Moody Center, Glen Eyre and Coronation Park, now called the Inlet District. You said the ideal target of 2.5 hectares, 6.17 acres, of park space for every 1,000 residents is aspirational. It is achievable if the city employs interconnected strategies to acquire more parkland. Kaun Haven Lerbecki said such strategies must be part of council's discussions as it considers upcoming development proposals. If we can't keep up with parkland, then we need to moderate our development plans to what we can handle, she said. Kaun Samantha Agterup said parks like Rocky Point aren't just for Port Moody residents but also attract visitors from across the region. All of this comes at a cost, she said. Morrison said expanding the city's parkland doesn't just mean acquiring more property but can also include making better use of its existing spaces by building paths and adding other active uses. It's not always about adding more land, he said. It's also about how we use that space to get the maximum best use out of it. Megaphone got an opinion on this story or any others in the Tri-Cities? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to newsroom@tricitynews.com. Cell phone with arrow want to stay updated on Coquitlam, Port Moody, and more in Belcarra News? Sign up for our free daily newsletter. Speech balloon words missing in an article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.